friends, this year should be a special schus. B'li nishmas, Adoni, Zikni, Reb Shmuel Pinchas, Ben Reb Yaakov Tzvi. Today is his yortzeit. We're going to be discussing the two levels of tshuva, Rambam and the Ran. And this is based on the Torah of the great Rosh Yeshiva, Hagon Rabbi Yosef Farbstein, Zecher Tzadik Levaracha. The Rambam, in the second parak of Hilchos Tshuva, Halacha Aleph, writes, Oezri Tshuva Gemura, Zeh Sheba Liyodo Davar She'avar Bo, Ve'efshar Biyodo La'asosa, Upiresh V'loi Osam Ipnei HaTshuva Lo Miyira V'lo Mikishlon Koach. Person, the Rambam says, when defining what complete Tshuva is, has the opportunity to do an Aveira that he had already transgressed in the past, and he separates and he doesn't do it, not because he's afraid of something or somebody, not because he's weak, but for tshuva purposes. Ketzad, v'lo'asim ebnei ha'tshuva. He didn't do it because of tshuva, not for other reasons. How does that work? What's an example? Rambam's famous example. He had bia with a certain woman, and after some time he had yichud with her again, and he still is attracted to her, he still is strong, and yet he refrains. This person is about tshuva gemura, and that's what Shlomo Melech said, remember God, remember your creator, v'zachor es borecha, b'mei bachurosecha. Remember God, your creator, in the days of your bachurs. When you're young, because when you're old, it's not a big deal to do tshuva anymore. A person gets to a certain age where he doesn't have teeth anymore and all he can do is eat a little bit of yogurt. He barely has koach even to do that. He has to have a Filipino feeding him. And he's not doing an aveiro, so he's no big shot. It's easy then not to do an aveiro. He's got no koach to do anything. The kunz is, when one is still young, so I envy Bachrim, when a person's a Bachar, so that's when his Yitzharim are at their strongest, and if he overcomes then he's a true hero. After one's married already, then it's less of an Isayon, so Shuva's not as powerful. Continues the Rambam, Vim lo shav ela b'pnei zeknuso. And if a person only does tshuva in his old age, at a time when he can no longer do what he had previously been doing, even though this isn't the ideal tshuva, but it's still tshuva, he's still a Baal tshuva. And even if he passed all of his days and he does tshuva on the day of his death, and he dies as a Baal tshuva, all of his avonos are nimcho. Shenemar ad asher lo tachshich ha-shemesh, tachshich ha-shemesh va-or va-yirech va-kuchovim, v'shavu avim achar geshem shu yom ha-misa. V'chlal shim zochar boro v'shav koidim she-yomus nislachlo. That's what it says in Koheles, after the pasuk, remember God in the days of your bachrus, when you're young, before the bad days come, and then the days come where you say, I have no more desire in them, asher tomeh lebem chefetz, until ad asher lo techshach ha-shemesh, before the sun becomes dark, and the light, and the moon, and the stars, and the clouds come after the rain. That's the pasuk in Koheles, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Chlal, so we see from this pasuk, says the Rambam, that as long as the clouds haven't come in after the rain, meaning one hasn't died yet, the person is forgiven. As long as you're alive, there's life, there's hope. It's a cliche and it's true. As long as one's alive, there's hope that he can do tshuva, and he can do tshuva, and his tshuva is a tshuva. But he wants to be a Baal tshuva gemura, that's only when he's young and still has the koach. So we have in the Rambam two dargis. We have Baal Tshuva Gemura, and a Baal Tshuva She'ena Tshuva Me'ula. We have a complete Baal Tshuva and a Baal Tshuva who is not doing the ideal Tshuva. V'tzarech Talmud, we have to understand what's the makor of the Rambam, why he needed to come onto this chiluk. Apparently, the Rambam was compelled by the contradiction in sugyas that we find with regard to tshuva. Yuma 86b, Hechi Dami Baal Tshuva. What's an example of a Baal Tshuva? Rabbi Yehuda says, Kon Shabbos Lai Yadu Dvar Aveira Par Mishona, V'shnia V'nitzal Heimena. The opportunity to do an Aveira came once, twice, and he was saved from it. And Rav Yosef, Mechve Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef showed Ba'osa Isha, the Zelba Froy, the Zelba Meidel, Ba'osa, the same woman, Ba'osa Perek, same time, Ba'osa Makam, same place. They used to say on television, same time, same place, same station. And that's what it is. That's one sugya. And under a sugya, Kiddushin, 40b, Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Afilu Rasha Gamar Kol Yamav Ve'asa Tshuva Ba'achrona, Ein Maskirin Lo Shuv Risho. That a person, even if he's a complete Rasha, the Ganze Leben, nevertheless, if he does Tshuva at the very end of his life, he does Tshuva, his Rishus is never mentioned again. Rishus HaRasha, Lo Yikoshel Babiyom Shuva Merisha, the Resha of the Rat, the evil of the evildoer, will not be mentioned on the day that he returns from his Rishus. So, the Rambam was bothered by these two sugyas, and therefore he said, okay, there are two dargis. One is complete tshuva, and one is incomplete tshuva. It's not the perfect, not the ideal tshuva. In fact, the Ran in the Drushas, Drush HaShishi, notes that l'chora these sugyas contradict each other. First he quotes the Gemara in Yuma, and then he says, l'fiza yikshe, b'misha eno b'me aluma v'ech yaseh tshuva shlema, somebody who's not young, how is he going to do tshuva? And if you're going to say that his tshuva isn't shleima, if he's not young anymore, if he doesn't have the opportunity to do the same aveira again, so he says, what about the Gemara in Kiddushin, 40b, that even a Rasha Gemara all of his days, and he does tshuva at the very end, his rishus is not mentioned? So he notes the stira. So the Rambam also did, and therefore he came up with this formulation that there are two levels for tshuva. Rabbi Yonah writes in his Shari Tshuva, Shar Aleph and Ostes, V'nei Madregos Rabbos L'tshuva, U'lefi HaMadregos Yiskarei V'odom El HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are many Madregos for tshuva, and according to the Madregos, a person will come close to God. Ulechol tshuva timsa slicha. And every tshuva has slicha. And the rabbis say, Ashrei ish yarei es Hashem ba'odo ish. Ritzonam lomar ki tshuvas adam hameule bimei bachurusa bachurosav ba'od kocho olav v'yizgaber al yitzra. V'chein kol tshuva mo'ila. K'mo shenemar toshev enosh ad daka v'tom reshuvu b'nei adam. V'am rabbisenu zichronim levracha ad dichducha shel nefesh. So the rabbis exhort you to do tshuva when you're still an ish, when you're still strong. Because the tshuva of Adam Me'ula is in his youth, when he still has his kochos. And that's all tshuva Me'ula. That's the best. However, called tshuva Mo'ila, but all tshuva is beneficial. As it says, Tashev Enosh Ad Dakav, Atom Reshuva B'nei Adam, no matter how low a person is, he could still do tshuva. Hemshech Dvarav Ha'ikarat Tisho Asar Azivas Cheto Behizdamein Lo V'hu B'toikev Ta'avosu. The ninth Ikar is the sinner abandoning his sin when he has the opportunity to do it, and he's B'toikev HaTaiva, and with his great powerful passion and desire, and he still doesn't do the sin. Ram Rav Hussein is Zichronim Levracha Ezu Baal Tshuva Asher Tshuvoso Magas At Kisei HaKavod Kasher Nivchon V'yotza Noki Ba'oso Perik U'Ba'oso Mokom U'Ba'oso Isha Hine Hu Lifnei Hashem B'Madrega El Yona. A person whose tshuva gets to the Kisei HaKavod is the same time, same place, same Rebbetzin, and he's in front of God in the Madrega El Yona of tshuva. He doesn't do the Aveira. U'Mevur Midivrei Rabbeinu Yona. That tshuva b'shas dichtucha shel nefesh is what it says in the sugya and kiddushin. Again, before we quoted the Ran and his drushes who pointed out the stira, and now we just have Rabbeinu Yon in the Shari Tshuva. Rabbeinu Yon in the Shari Tshuva learns like the Rambam, because Rabbeinu Yon in the Shari Tshuva says there are many madrigas, all tshuva works, but the best tshuva is when you're young, and the lesser tshuva is when you're older. The tshuva that reaches Kisei HaKavod is when you're young and strong and you have the same opportunities to sin. And then there's a weaker tshuva. So that's Rabbeinu Yonah. That's not the Ran. Ran pointed at this, and so Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rambam go in the same derech. So he had a different girsa in the Gemara. His girsa in the Gemara is whose tshuva gets to Kisei HaKavod. We don't have that in our Gemara. But Al Kopanim, we see that the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rambam go in the same derech, that there are two levels of tshuva. One is the tshuva me'ula, the ideal tshuva, tshuva when you're young, and then there's tshuva when you're old. It's also tshuva, not the same. And that's how they reconciled between these conflicting sugyot. The Ran is miyashiv the stiras ha-sugyas in an anderoifen. Umitoch kach bier ha-chiluk bein dargot ha-tshuva b'derech acheret. Hava nireh et leshono shel Rabbeinu Nisim. Ela perish inyan kachu. Hatshuva yesh lo shnei toalos atzumim. Echad kaparas hachatoim hakodmim. Vasheni tosefes haschus yoiser mishim lo asa averus v'shav mehem. Two benefits of tshuva is one is it is kapara for the previous sins, and the second is the added schus that a person has more than had he not done the averus and done tshuva. Ki milvad shehatshuva mechaperes haavonos hakodmim. He mitzvahs asei min ha-Torah. V'hi min ha-mitzvahs shehodiyunu rabboseinu shehem betachlis haschar. U'v'zeh ha-chelek ha-sheni dibru shem b'yuma. Tshuva not only atones for sins, but it's a mitzvah asei, and get a lot of schar for it. And that's what we see, this second chelek of it being a great schus, is what we see in the Gemara in Yuma on 86b. Gedola tshuva shiz donosav nasu kizchuyos. Greatest tshuva that your mezids turn into merits. Shenamar, as it says in the book of Ezekiel in the 33rd chapter in the 19th verse, uvishuv rasho merish aso vaasa mishpat utstaka aleim uyichye. Person does tshuva and mishpat and staka, so then that's going to, he's going to live off that. That's going to be turned into merits. His tshuva is going to make his earlier sins into merits. Aleim hu yichya, you can live off your sins. Vod amar gedola tshuva, because they turn into mitzvahs. Gedola tshuva shebishvil yachid shasa tshuva mochel mechol olam. Vigrois is tshuva. How great is tshuva that for one individual who does tshuva, there's mechila for the ganze welt. Hine shezos hatshuva shedibru aleha biyuma eina mo'elas bekaparas avonos levad aval hi mosefes zchus gadol. This tshuva that they're speaking about in Yuma is not just atonement, but it even adds merit. And what type of tshuva is this? What's the category of tshuva that we're discussing in Yuma that's not only mechaper, but gives such a big schus? And the answer is, same time, same place, same lady with all the kochos. The tshuva that's not so gedaldik, it's not so potent, it's not so powerful, that just erases the sins, that just brings kapara, that's the tshuva of Maseches Kedushin. Mevuar midivrei Haran, that the sugyas are not telling us chilukim in the dargus of tshuva. And therefore, according to the Ran, even if you do tshuva when you're older, that's a complete tshuva. A guy is 91 years old, and he does tshuva, that's tshuva. So, why then do we find chilukim in tshuva? The chilukim are as to what their benefit is. Not how good the tshuva is, but how much they benefit you. If ba'averili yadov amad biyitzro, then the tshuva adds a great merit, that his mezid becomes merits. Mashen came when he does tshuva only at the end. As far as atoning for sin, it's the same as had he done tshuva when he was young. No chiluk in that. But there is a chiluk that it doesn't have the benefit of adding merits. If that analysis is true, then why is that so? Why is there a, if they're both complete tshuva, he doesn't use the same formulation as the Rambam, as complete tshuva and incomplete tshuva. Rather, they're both apparently complete tshuvas, and they just one has more benefit than the other. But if they're both complete tshuvas, then why is the doing tshuva when you're young more beneficial than the doing tshuva when you're old? Now, when the Ran explains the tshuva of Yuma, that the person has the opportunity to do the Aveira, he writes, V'asheni tosefes haschus, you have this added merit, because besides the tshuva being a mechaper avon, it's also a mitzvah se'esem in HaTorah. And it's the mitzvah show, Dionu Rabo Seinu, Shem B'tachlus haschar. And the rabbis tell us that this is the tachlis of schar. This is like amazing reward. Mashmos divrei Aran, that the kiyum of the essay of tshuva is only when a person was about to sin and was saved from it, had the opportunity to sin in his youth with all of his virility, and he was saved from it. Vitamua. This is difficult to understand. We saw from the Ran that he holds that the etzem dargas hatshuva, there's no chiluk between if he had the opportunity to do the aveir or not. They're both awesome tshuvas. So why is there no kiyum mitzvah essay when one does tshuva when he's older? So maybe we can explain the Ran as follows. Ran holds that tshuva is included in a mitzvah se'aseh. And he holds that it's included in the mitzvahs shekiyuman talui dafka befo'al ma'aseh. It is a mitzvah of deed, not of creed, not of thoughts, not of feeling. It's clear that the content of the mitzvah of tshuva relates specifically to the heart, because the ikar tshuva is talui in charata and kabbalah la'asid. But the kiyum ha-mitzvah is only shayach if done indeed. He has to do something in order to do tshuva. It can't just be in his heart. It also has to find concrete expression. And therefore, if he was chozer b'tshuva b'libo, and he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah b'fo'al ma'ase, even though it's great, it brings kapara, but he doesn't do the mitzvah se'aseh shel tshuva. And even if, and only if he has the opportunity to do the Avera, and he's poresh from the Avera, only then do we say that he has done the mitzvah's essay of tshuva. It's a big chiddush. Lechora, that's what we have to say in the Ran. And that's why we find in the Ran two darkei tshuva linyan aschara godol. She'inyan ze eino schar al etzem ha-tshuva, el al kiyum mitzvah's tshuva. When is zchuyos nizdonos nasilo kizchuyos? This is when he did the kiyum mitzvah, like the Ran writes. He mitzvahs esei min haTorah. He showed mitzvahs so dianu rabaseinu shem betachlis haschar. So when do the merits turn into, when do the sins turn into merits? When he does the mitzvahs esei. When he does the mitzvah essay and he gets the schar. He's not getting the merit, the sins aren't turning into merits because they're not turning into merits because of the etzem ha-tshuva, but rather because he did the mitzvah of tshuva. And therefore it has to be a meseches yuma dika tshuva. Has to be a meseches yuma dika tshuva, which is befo'al b'maisa. But it can't be a meseches kedushin dika tshuva just in his old age. That's not the kiyum ha-mitzvah. You're right, there's tshuva, it's in the heart. He's repentant, he's contrite. But thus is nishginik, if he wants the kiyum ha-mitzvah of tshuva, that has to be befo'al b'maisa. And that's the only way the schuyos, these donos turn into schuyas. Ubedas HaRambam, that he doesn't go in the derech of the Ran, could be, he argues, Al Ikar Yisod HaRan. That tshuva is bechlal, not a mitzvah se'aseh, kayadua. All the raid about tshuva being a mitzvah, not being a mitzvah. But if you hold, like the Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvos is a mitzvah vidui. If you hold that there's no mitzvah of tshuva, then we can't be mechalek between the two darkei tshuva, then in kiyum mitzvah se'aseh sel tshuva. There is no kiyum mitzvah se'aseh. Only the Ran can say that. He holds the kiyum mitzvah se'aseh. So he says, only if you're mekayim the mitzvah se'aseh do you get that benefit of the sins being turned into mitzvahs. The Rambam doesn't b'chal hold there's a mitzvah se'aseh, and therefore the Rambam has a different way of reconciling the two sugyas by talking about tshuva gemurah and tshuva she'eina gemurah. The only problem is Rabbeinu Yonah, who trod the same path as the Rambam, does hold there's a mitzvah se'aseh of tshuva. So why doesn't he like the derech of the Ran? Moreover, we can assert that the lashon of the sugen yum is not mashma that it's talking about the kiyum mitzvah shel shel tshuva. It's talking about the etzem ma'aseh of tshuva. Hechi dami baal tshuva. So that doesn't sound like our pshat in the ran, that it's telling you the yum is talking about when you did the actual mitzvah. And therefore, lo avenichel. Therefore, the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah didn't want to make this chiluk in the geder of the kiyum mitzvah of tshuva. That this is a kiyum. That this it has to be befall b'maisa. Because according to that okimta, so the Gemara is not mashma like that okimta, because the Gemara just says what's about tshuva, but not how you makayim the mitzvah of tshuva. L'darko shel Aran, yesh nafka mina gdola bein shnei ofanei atshuva. According to the Ran, there's a big nafka mina between these two types of tshuva. That when a person has an opportunity to do an aveira, he's makayim the mitzvah essay of tshuva, and then he has the big schus of his sins turning into merits. But tshuva she'aseh b'sof yamav, it's a good tshuva according to the Ran, but he didn't do the mitzvah of tshuva. But we want to know, according to the Rambam, is there any nafkamina between the tshuva ha'gemura v'ameula and the tshuva she'ena meula? Rambam writes, "Behemshech dvarav in halacha beis, umaya tshuva, ushiyazov hachotei cheto, etc. V'yoid olav yoideya ta'alumois, shelo yoshuv lezeh hachet le'olam." Tshuva is that the sinner should leave his sin, and the one who knows secrets, the Rabbanu Shel Olam, should testify about him that he will never return to this sin. We see in the Rambam that the tshuva that we're dealing with here is such a strong tshuva to the extent that the Odea Ta'alumos himself testifies that he's never going to return to this sin. And according to this, we have to understand, Mamayla yesh b'tshuva shel bas aveiro liyado b'fol mamish v'nitzol emenu. What's the tremendous maila? Or as they say in Yiddish, what's the grace of Gedile? What's the great Maila? What's the great level of that he had the opportunity to do the Aveira and refrain from doing so? Even if he didn't have the opportunity to do this Aveira, even when he did Tshuva, when he was old, the Odea Ta'alumus is made. So why do you have the opportunity to do the Aveira? It should be enough. God knows he wouldn't do it again. What does it matter whether you... whether you had the opportunity or not. What matters is that it's a real sincere tshuva. So, we discussed this in a recent shiur, we set up pshat. Now we'll say as follows, that we see from the sugi in Yuma, shim lo ba maisa liyado, it's not considered tshuva meula. It's not because it's not clear that he did tshuva. Rather, pshat in the Gemara is, shecheto haya befoa al maisa. How did this person sin? This person sin with his guf. This person sin with his body. This person sin with his ramach evarim v'shas agidim. And therefore, tshuva gemura is when he does tshuva with his ramach evarim v'shas agidim. He has to do tshuva mit ganze kerper, with the whole body. But if he doesn't do tshuva befol b'maisa, even though his tshuva is great and clear, and God knows that he's never going to do this sin again, but it's not tshuva meula because he didn't do it before Maisa. Such that the Rambam is moded to the Ran that sof the chiluk between the darkei atshuva is if it's done in practice. Just according to the Ran, it's a tenai in the Kiyum Mitzvah essay of tshuva. And that mitzvah must be done before b'maisa. Mashen ken, according to the Rambam, you have to do it before b'maisa in order that you should have a darg of a baal tshuva. Givaldik. And that's the idea of a nisayon. A nisayon is lahotzias hadvar velapoa. That's why the avos needed nisayon. What does God have to test Avram for? To see if he's going to pass the test or not. A test is if you don't know if the person's going to pass. That's why you're testing them. You want to see if they're holding or not. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows without testing. The answer is, it brings it out min hakoach alapoa. You have to actualize your potential. And therefore, it has to be before b'mais. It's not enough shiodea lavi meyeda lavi odea talumos. The ideal is when it comes to practice. And also, like we said before, maybe we were rameis before, maybe it's an intermida keneged mida. You do the same type of tshuva that you sin. The sin was with your body. You got to do tshuva with your body. Tshuva is returning to the place that you were. And you want to be the same person that you were before, or a better person that you were before. So that means that if before you sinned with your body, and now you're just thinking in your mind, it's really not the same. When you have that opportunity, that really brings you back to where you were before. In fact, the Mabit in the Beis Elokim in Shara Tshuva says a similar idea. V'chein ha-tshuva machshav v'yacharot v'maisav v'aziv ha-scheit. Higam shebaziv ha-scheit ein shum po'al kevin shu poresh kishabal yodu dvar v'erashav v'la harei hotzi machshavtu ha-tov l'po'al. So you see this inyan of being motzi machshav, just thinking about it. And it's just but we're being porish when it comes liado, so that's actualizing a thought, and that counts as tshuva gemura. So we are not yet done. There is loads more to say, a velt, as they say. And I ask the Rabbanu Shel Olam, Barov Rachamov v'Chasadov, that he give me the koach and the simchas chayim and the financial means and everything I need to continue. And I give you a bracha, my brachas hadyot, that you should have kahena v'chahena, elef pa'amim better. And Amir Tzashem, God should bless us that we should be able to continue. B'li neder, we shall do so, and please stay tuned for much more amazing, amazing Torah. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it. Shalom, shalom.